You have done to me. I've been thinking about what you have done to me. The damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Truth, man, that's him, me, and you. My friends, they listen to the things I say. They listen and they hear more every day. But I know they never understand it. It was no accident, you planned it. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Truth, man, that's him, me, and you. One, two. One, two.
Folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson with another episode right here of Listen, Did You Smell Something? It's 2:04 in the morning. I got me a frozen ice cream Oreo cookie treat in my left hand. Like that. And, you know, there's sunshine in my heart. Despite all the rain clouds in the world. Am I being flippant? Perhaps I am, but I truly have no other way to be. Random acts of joviality and jocularity happen to be my way of coping with life in general, so you're just going to have to cope with me. You can also cope with the fact that you should visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. Shout out to SoCan, making sure people get their money. And here's the Durf Man, who has a tale to tell. However, I don't believe I've allowed him the sufficient talking time here in this little segment, so we'll get back to that in a moment, about Schwarzenegger.
Oh, hey.
And now I will put the cookie down and pass it on to the Durf Man for the songs.
Anyways, there's not much of a tale to tell. I just caught a little piece of an interview that he did recently where he says, screw your freedoms, with regards to, you know, all the stuff with the lockdowns or the vaccines or the masks.
I'm curious about the context. I want to actually break it down. Let's break it down and discuss it in a little bit.
Okay. All right, so we had the young senators with Jungle, and then Joe Bravo with Sissy Strut, followed by Little Denise with Check Me Out, and then we had the Groove Merchants with There's Got to Be Someone for Me, and what? Okay, then the U.S., or the Us, with Let's Do It Today. And then Stretch with Why Did You Do It? Why? Why did you do it, Arnold?
I'm very intrigued now by this news bit here. So, we'll talk about it. But for now, you're going to listen about it. Because here's some Roy Ayers.
Come on home. Turn me on. To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, reaching by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I guess I wonder how. A pocket for fun, ha ha. When you know that you never number two, number one gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could. I get this message over to you now. You shape me again. I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now. Thank you.
make love to me. You can make me scream. Put it on red, woman. What is wrong with me? Put it on me, woman. Baby, can you see? I like to see both of you far deeply in love.
So you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. So we had Roy Ayers just now, stealing it, Fred. With Love Will Bring Us Back Together Again. All right. He's Fred, I'm Luke. That's right. Sly and the Family Stone with If You Want Me to Stay. Barbara Howard with I Don't Want Your Love. All Points Bulletin Band with Sexy Ways, Pretty Legs, Part 1. And then Stevie Wonder with Boogie On, Reggae Woman. So the Durf Man telling us about, I think I may have a theory, an educated bet for the Durf. Because, yes, he would probably out there pleading with people to get vaccinated because that's kind of the general bent in Hollywood is to be pro-vaccination, which is, you know, to each their own. And I'm pretty sure that he was in somehow addressing the people who are going, oh, well, you know, the being forced to take this vaccine is a threat to my freedoms and I have my liberties. And I think he's saying, you know, don't be selfish, like stop pulling the freedoms card and like screw your freedoms. You know, you're supposed to do the responsible thing or something like that. Because, again, if there's one thing these people know, it's PR. And I'm pretty sure of it. I'm curious. I want to see that interview or that whatever he did. Manifesto. The Schwarzenegger Manifesto. Screw your freedoms. Get some protein. And get to the chopper. All right. I think that's my theory. But I don't know for sure. I'm going to check it out. The Durf man raises a fine point, however. That perhaps he could be like trying to like slip it in there, like, but I when he takes over in like 10 years.
But I told you like 10 years ago that I'd piss on your freedoms. And I'm like, this is no surprise. You should not be cut off guard by my tyranny.
I tried to say tyranny with a Schwarzenegger accent and it failed. Okay.
I lived in a place they called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto,
All right, all you inductees fall out here and form some kind of line. I want all of you young ladies to stick your chests out and get your hips to move, cause Uncle Jam wants you to join his army. Come on, y'all. I know it's early, but you gotta get down. Give it to
Okay. So it's about 2:51 in the morning. And of course you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. You could also be checking out the archives right now on CKUT.ca, which is a wise choice, as you will see that there are other good funk shows. There's great reggae shows, blues, heavy metal, all that good stuff. Well, yeah. Anyways, what do we have? We had the Temptations with Master P's, followed by Willie Hutch. Sorry, with If You Ain't Got No Money, You Can't Get No Honey. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, so then we had Eddie Hazel with What About It? I don't know. Then we had Funkadelic with Uncle Jam. Stick around, more good stuff coming up.
Yeah, because honey costs money. That's the thing. Thank you.
senses you're on the way in search of a distant love encounter. I just don't know what should I say. I need to know you better. Don't let me run this love away. Heavenly gods have helped me to find you.